Funter Bay landowners, as well as Angoon city officials, testified overwhelmingly against annexing more of Admiralty Island during January's assembly meeting. Not a word was spoken in favor from the public or Juneau assembly members that evening. It passed 5-4.
I should have talked about it that night, and I didn't. And I should have. Just bottom line is I should have, and I did not.
Deputy Mayor Jerry Nankervis says a lot of discussion took place at the committee level. He says Juneau ought to expand out to its model boundaries. Model boundaries were drawn up by the state's local boundary commission in the 1990s. They are unincorporated areas that the LBC says should eventually be absorbed into existing boroughs or incorporated into new boroughs to bring local government representation to remote areas. One criterion of a model boundary is historical and cultural connectivity between the people that live there. Mayor Ken Kelch said the areas of Admiralty Island, now under consideration, were part of the range of the two dominant tribes around Auk Bay and Douglas Island.
Those parts of Admiralty Island, we have always been told, were part of the Occoquan Taku area. And the maps indicate that, and those are ancestral areas.
Assemblywoman Beth Weldon also said historic tribal territories should be a factor in drawing modern municipal boundaries. She said the city and borough of Juneau is home to many tribal members of the Occoquan and Takuquan.
Those folks live here and are part of our community. So when we're looking at a section of land and going, first of all, well, the people that use that land are going back and forth between Juneau. And then historically, who has been part of that land, and it's Occoquan and Takuquan that I see as citizens of CBJ.
It's not clear what tribal leaders think of this reasoning. Officials from the Central Council of the Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska have been in touch with officials in Angoon. Tlingit and Haida spokeswoman Rayanne Holmes said the council supports the people in Angoon and objects to Juneau's annexation bid. Members of the Juneau Assembly also offered a second rationale.
Ultimately, this started because Petersburg went across their dotted line, the local boundary commission, and frankly, it made us a little bit nervous.
Assemblywoman Beth Weldon is referring to the borough of Petersburg's annexation of 1,900 square miles inside Juneau's model boundary in 2011. Juneau fought and lost Petersburg's annexation in a case that went to the Alaska Supreme Court. Assemblywoman Maria Gladyshevsky says the 2015 Supreme Court decision was a teachable moment.
Given what happened with the Petersburg dispute, the Assembly decided to start looking at those boundaries again.
City staff have told Assembly members that Juneau ultimately lost because Petersburg had filed its petition first. Nankervis says that's why Juneau can't afford to hesitate.
If we don't and somebody else does, when we think it's more appropriate that it be included in Juneau, we are probably not going to be successful in our arguments against somebody else getting that. So therefore, it made sense for us to do it first.
That's also Assemblywoman Mary Becker's reasoning.
To me, it made logical sense to go ahead and apply for this because if, in fact, the state wants this to be done, then other boroughs will do it, or other areas, not necessarily boroughs, but other areas will request. And then we won't have, and we need to go ahead and be doing this. It's land that belongs to us, or it should not belong to us, but land that has a relationship with Juneau.
These are some of the issues that'll be up to the local boundary commission to review when it receives Juneau's formal petition to expand. In Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.